Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
We've got Matt James on the Almost Famous podcast. He's here to talk about his new book coming out Tuesday, May 3rd, called First Impressions. We're also here to talk about everything going on in Matt's life. It's a lot. I follow him on Instagram. I'm probably one of his biggest supporters on Instagram. I don't think I miss a story. The only thing is, I feel like I also can never figure out where in the world he is or where in the world he is going. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I feel like there's, since I've last talked to you both, so much has changed. I mean, Ashley's had a son, you've gotten married, your beard is infringing on my beard now.
It's a lot more patchy, buddy. A lot more.
Let's start there with that beard. Were you offended at all that people wanted you to shave it so bad?
No, because, you know, people get comfortable with things like, once you look a certain type of way or you get in a routine and then you change it on people, it throws it off. And there was a lot that went into like me growing that beard and just being, you know, my own person outside of like this person who I felt like everyone wanted me to be and expected me to be. So like that beard was a representation of just like I'm living my life outside of like how it's been supposed to go through this experience. Like I'm no longer conforming to what I'm supposed to be doing. And it was nice.
Yo, I knew that there was symbolism to that beard. I was like, this is the way for this man to turn into something else, to like hide behind a blanket or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much. It was great.
I grow my beard out, and it doesn't even take me 2 weeks for people to start saying, you should shave, Ben. You don't look good. and then I shave it. So we talk about, me standing up for myself. Nah, I just shave it. I just trim it up. Matt, you have had a lot going on. You said it best. I mean, it was how we were going to broach this whole podcast, is talking about all the changes that have happened in your life and in our lives, the growth that's happened over the last year. One of those big things for you, but it was happening when we were talking last too, is you and Rachel are going strong still to this day. How is that going? Just for anybody curious.
It's been incredible, Ben. I mean, just being able to live our lives outside of everyone's expectations it's allowed us to establish a really strong foundation and get to know each other and learn about each other and just grow in a way that is hard to do when you're trying to please everybody else and do the things that, you know, all the other couples are doing and be in this circle and that circle and go to this event. Like, we just do our own thing, and it's been so liberating and freeing in every sense that you can imagine, just to not have to worry about what people think after going through what we've been through. And we do practically everything together, which allows us to spend a lot of time together and to just get to know each other on a more personal level. So it couldn't be going stronger right now.
You know, I don't want to focus on a lot of the beginning of your relationship, because you guys are in such a great place right now. But I do have one question that lingers.
Yes.
And that was us coming here to this podcast after your finale, you know, the live show. We all said, no way that they have a future. You know, I thought that there could be, but the way that he acted towards her, he was pretty cold. It just doesn't seem like there's ever going to be anything there again. Yeah. How did you get over that hump, and how did you do it so fast? Because it was only about a month later that we saw you guys together.
What you didn't see on the final rose was that, you know, we left the stage hand in hand. Yeah.
Really? Well, then what was going on before the reunion show?
We weren't speaking. And uh-huh. When we both went out there, like, anyone who's been in my seat before in that, you know, environment, there's not a lot of room for, you have to stick to the script. And there wasn't a lot that we could have discussed that would have progressed our relationship mm-hmm. on the stage. And there was, I feel like, things that the show wanted and things that, you know, there's things that the show wanted out of that moment that, you know, we were done giving control of our narrative and lives to be exploited for the most part. So
I understand.
Yeah, we just had enough. So we weren't budging on anything that we wanted to share and had to say. And after that moment, it was just like we could finally just be at rest. Like, all right, let's go figure this out. And it took me going through a lot of things to get to the point where I was ready to admit that I was in the wrong on a lot of things. And Rachel was very loving and understanding and accepting my apology and getting back on track with our relationship. And that was literally a year ago, like a couple of days ago. So we hit our 1 year mark, and it's been smooth sailing. And, you know, there's things that we go through that we have conversations about, but it's all growth and it's all good.
Oh, I'm so happy for you guys. That's awesome. I feel a sense of relief for you. I can just see it on your face.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Like I said earlier, just nice not having that the expectations of other people's relationships and whatnot on us.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At one of the most famous restaurants in the world, there's a table in the corner where the most incredible conversations on the planet are happening every week with owner Ruthie Rogers and amazing guests like Martha Stewart.
But I did have an affair with one of his best friends.
Jimmy Fallon.
Do you want a zip line over your dad while he gets attacked by alligators?
And Paul McCartney.
John and I hitchhiked to Paris.
We've saved you a seat. Ruthie's Table 4. Listen to Ruthie's Table 4 on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking back now, though, do you feel like when your relationship's very strong, it's very fun to watch. People enjoy watching it. You guys have a good time together. You eat a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, I love that.
And do you feel like part of that time period helped you to grow closer together or build a, I mean, I'd like to think it maybe build a, like a trust in the two of you coming out of it? Or how would you explain what that time, that was difficult. It was difficult for a lot of people that were watching it very closely. What did it do for the two of you when you are the two people are watching?
I mean, I truly can't imagine a couple having to go through more conflict.
Yeah, no, I think
turmoil.
I think conflict, turmoil, ultimately, you know, it's bend or break. And it really bent our relationship. And it ultimately made it stronger, though, because we went through things that I feel like, you know, couples don't experience in, you know, 5 or 10 years of being together, sometimes ever. And being battle tested means a lot because we both know how we're going to respond when adversity comes. And, you know, Rachel trusted me, and I've always respected that, you know, from the very beginning when we would have conversations, she just trusted me. And it's hard to blindly trust someone when you're in her shoes and you have no certainty and no reason to trust what I'm saying to the next person, because it seems like everyone's being told the same thing. And just being built on trust is the biggest thing. And it's taken some time for me to regain that with her, but we're in a really good spot now. And now I've got to work on being a better communicator, because she always pulls it out of me. Like whenever she's feeling some type of way, we like address it on the spot. Like, you feel like you're this, I feel like this, I feel like that. And it's still like a process for me to get to that point where I'm just like openly like, yeah, that's where I'm at. So the communication is the next thing I'm working on with her, and just like meeting her where she's at.
You'll get it. Cause I was of course, the Rachel in this scenario, where everything I was feeling, it was like in Jared's face, and he would stay silent about things for days. And I'd be like, I know there's something up. And he just wouldn't admit to it. And now he comes home and he's just like, blah, these are my problems.
Yeah. I'm getting there, Ashley.
Teach me your ways, guys. It's a conversation Jessica and I have very often. Is,
oh, yeah?
Like, you ain't talking. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Yeah, very, very common. Hey, I have a random question, and I know a lot of this is mentioned in your book. This part will not be, I don't think. You know, when you came onto the show, you were a friend to many. You still are a friend to many, just as many. But your life was like definitely like a bachelor life. You were on a boat. You were in Florida. You were in New York. You were traveling, eating, doing all this stuff, hanging out with your buddies, filming weird videos, doing all the things that friends do together. And then you go on the show, you come off the show, you've got a girl who feels like very much, I won't put words to you, but feels like one of your closest friends, maybe your best friend. You can say that if you'd like. And that, not that your boys are neglected. But I'm here too. I'm saying this all from experience, right? I'm married now.
Yeah.
How has that changed for you? Because originally when we first started following you, it was all a bunch of dude content. And now it's you and Rachel content.
Slip and slide, yeah, in the front yard.
Yeah. So like, how has that changed for you?
Oh man, that's a great question, Ben. You know what's funny? You said that, you know, you mentioned best friends, and early on in our relationship, Rachel referred to me as her best friend, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, that you feel that way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was, I didn't reciprocate that, because like I'd never had a girl who was a best friend, you know, like my best friend's always been like a teammate, or, you know, and you do best friend things together, you know,
yeah.
You go out and you travel. And then as I'm thinking about what you do with the best friend, like that's what I was doing with Rachel. Like, she was my best friend, and it was like okay to date and be with someone who is your best friend. And it kind of changed the way that I thought about relationship. And I always thought that you should be friends with someone before. That's just my thesis. Like, I think a strong relationship is like built on a friendship, and then, you know, you see the things that you like in that person. And that's just my opinion. But I was reluctant to call Rachel my best friend, because I just felt like that title was reserved for like a guy, or like, yeah, for like some other. But yeah, no, Rachel is my best friend. And it's fun to do life with that person that knows you the best, and you can go to about anything, and you're traveling, and your highs and your lows. Like, it's awesome. So like, yeah, the content is definitely going to change, because, you know, friends are forever, and but there's different seasons in your life. And when where I'm at in my life, you know, I'm not doing the things that I was doing before I was in a relationship. You know, a lot of that time spent is now spent with Rachel, and doing things that I would want to do with someone that, you know, I'm hoping to marry one day. And the people who are in my life who are on that same trajectory understand it, because, you know, they're in serious relationships, and the ones who aren't, you know, have a hard time kind of getting that because they've never been in the serious relationship. So it's a difficult line to balance for people who don't get it, but for people who get it, it's fun because you get to do things as a couple. And, you know, we look forward to like those couples things now.
Yeah.
So does Tyler Cameron get it or does he not get it?
Tyler gets it because he's been in serious relationships like I had. Like, he was in more serious relationships than I had been in up until this point. So he gets it. And when he's in a relationship, he kind of goes into the same pattern. You know, you travel with that person, you meet that person's family, spend time with that person's family. So yeah, he understands. And I think most of my friends do.
That's beautiful.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At one of the most famous restaurants in the world, there's a table in the corner where the most incredible conversations on the planet are happening every week with owner Ruthie Rogers and amazing guests like Martha Stewart.
But I did have an affair with one of his best friends.
Jimmy Fallon.
Do you want a zip line over your dad while he gets attacked by alligators?
And Paul McCartney.
John and I hitchhiked to Paris.
We've saved you a seat. Ruthie's Table 4. Listen to Ruthie's Table 4 on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben recently interviewed Tyler, and it seems like Tyler, like, he loves the Hollywood life. You know, he'll always like to involve that, but he wants to kind of have Florida be his home base, build houses with his dad, which I think is super cool. So where do you envision you and Rachel ending up? And I imagine that you envision your future with Rachel.
Well, Rachel's in the room, so I'm going to have to tread lightly on this question.
Oh, okay.
So beforehand, you know, living in New York was incredible because I worked in commercial real estate. I established friends up there. And when you live in New York, like, so many people come through New York, so you don't really ever have to leave. It's like, no one's, like, when I lived in Pittsburgh, no one was making their way through Pittsburgh. It's like, hey, man, I'm casually living in Pittsburgh. Like, I didn't get those phone calls. But being in New York, I got those all the time. So I love the social aspects of New York. But with everything that's gone on with, you know, the COVID pandemic, people changing their working patterns and their desire to live in cities like this, it's changed my view on how I want to, you know, go about spending the rest of my life. And I want to be somewhere warm, because when I was quarantining, I loved Jupiter. Jupiter's great, but it's also like an older people's village. You know, I need more livelihood. I need something that, you know, has an economic center, that you're going to be close to the pulse of business. And the closest thing to that in Florida is Miami. And that's where I moved. I moved to Miami a couple months ago from New York. And, you know, I get to reap the benefits of being close to a New York. You know, it's become a tech hub and it's become a crypto hub, and two things that I'm really interested in. And so Miami's been incredible. I got the water right there. I've got travel back to North Carolina is not very it's not very difficult, because you've got Fort Lauderdale Airport, Miami Airport. The weather's great. The plan was always for me to get back down to Florida, and Rachel initially was not a fan of the idea, because like many people, when they think of Miami, they think of like
drugs in a club.
Yeah, like clubs.
Okay.
Like, you know, staying out late, but, you know, that's not my vibe. And I think as she spent time with me down there, she's realized that, you know, it's like, oh, like there is a residential side to living in Miami. And when we leave now, and you can ask Rachel about this, when we leave now, we will, like, we had to go to Minneapolis for something, New York for something. She'll be like, I miss Miami. Like,
whenever we go.
And I'm like, I need to get this on record.
Yeah.
Like,
where's that's so, a big victory for you, man.
Yeah. I don't know if it's long-term, but for the right now, I love it down there, and I could see myself living there.
Nice. Well, hey, we need to wrap here with you. And I don't want to leave this without mentioning two things. And I'm just for sake of time, I'm going to allow you to speak on them as much as you want. Your book, First Impressions, why should people read it? What should they look forward to? Why did you write it? Would probably be the questions there. And then ABC Food Tours, what's going on with that? Where does that stand? And where do you hope that goes?
Yeah. So the book, you know, selfishly, I initially started out on the book because I was frustrated with my time on The Bachelor. I was, I didn't feel like it left people with a great representation of what I was about, what I was interested in, and what brought me to this point. And so that's what I set out to provide for people who had all these questions about, you know, who I was. And as I began to collect these stories and put it to paper, and I started to realize that a lot of people could benefit from the things that I've been through. And it became a, you know, a celebration story something that a lot of people, I feel like, could relate to. There's a lot of themes in my life that a lot of people have been through, from the family aspect, from my relationship with my dad, being in a multiracial relationship, the risk that I've taken professionally, you name it. And I think a lot of people think that they experience things by themselves. But what I realized through the Bachelor experience is when you share with people and you're vulnerable about where you're at in life, what you've been through and what you're going through, a lot of people are going through similar things, and it allows them to be like, hey, I've been through that. Like, let me offer this advice. So like, I'm hoping that when people read this book, they're able to see themselves and me and my experiences and pull, you know, strength and energy from the things that I've been through and be a champion for them going forward. So that was a really big part of why I wrote the book and why I'm excited for people to have it in their hands.
Nice.
Matt, can we please have you back on after I read the book? Because I'm going to have so many more questions after I read the book. And I want to like further this discussion so much more.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's some good tea in there. You know,
I'm sure there is, because you gave us the tea about walking off stage hand in hand. And I feel like there's going to be a lot more of that. So we're going to have to, like, you know, talk it out. And yeah. Now, okay, let's talk about ABC Food Tours.
Real quick, first impressions come out May 3rd. And so it's, I'm assuming it's everywhere you buy books, right?
Yes. And there's audio book. There's every which way you can get the information, we've got it covered.
Great. Okay. ABC Food Tours.
ABC Food Tours. So another thing I was hoping that, you know, the show would want to highlight and dive a little bit deeper into, because it's a lot of who I am. You know, I put a lot of time and resources into that, that nonprofit that, you know, we very quickly brushed over, and we took a little bit more time on things that I didn't think were as important. So there's a lot of anecdotes from, you know, why I started ABC Food Tours with Tyler, the impact it's had on my life, and different stories from the students that we've worked with that, again, I think a lot can relate to a lot of different people. And it just adds perspective for people who are going through things or think that they have life tough. And I just can't wait to share those stories with people and see how they respond to them. It's a long time coming, sharing with those students, especially after everything that happened with COVID and the pandemic and the plans that we have to work with them and their families and their community. So there's some very, very strong characters in there that I think will resonate with a lot of people.
So to learn more about ABC Food Tours, they can pick up your book, First Impressions, on May 3rd. Anywhere you can buy books, you can listen to it on audiobooks. You can learn about ABC Food Tours. You can, from there, go and look it up. So much going on in your life, Matt. From Ashley and myself, we want to wish you and Rachel the absolute best. Have a great time. Thanks for joining us. Sorry we went over so many minutes here. But we're celebrating the two of you. We're celebrating your book and your work with ABC Food Tours and everything else that you're up to in this world. That, again, I try to follow you on Instagram. I usually don't know where you're at, and I usually don't know what you're doing, but I usually know you're eating some type of food, and that's enough. I know you're healthy. Hey, thanks a lot, Matt.
Congrats, Matt.
Thank you, Ashley.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio, or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
An esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.